Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I pray any sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening today that anything that's spiritually dangerous for her is removed and she starts to see and walk in obedience and just the fear of you and for her salvation and her safekeeping, for her to endure all the way until the end. And for her to have a heart to pray for her family members, her loved ones, anybody that you put in her life, and to war for souls, to really care about their souls and want to see them go to heaven, and to lay her own life down and start to, so that she can pursue that for your glory. I ask all these prayers, you Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so I'm just going to talking about going through Isaiah 33, talking about times of judgment, how where it says, where's the scribe, where is the receiver, where is he that counted the towers, okay? During times of judgment, any sort of doctrine that you have that's off, okay, that's of the world, that's not founded in the Word of God and true, is going to mess you up, okay? You do not want any of your house built on sand. And that stuff inwardly will have you built on sand and it'll come crashing down underneath you and you need to get rid of it, okay? You need to have sound doctrine. You need to be in the Word of God and stay away from a lot of the stuff that's in the church today. Because talking, for example, about slavery we've gone through, it's not a sin. It's in the Bible, okay? So all the stuff that's going on with the United States, just stay away from it. Just, you know what I mean? Just mind your business. Be about your what you need to do to prepare, okay? And just be tucked away and hidden in Christ and stay focused because all this stuff will get you distracted, mixed up, confused, off on some other path. And then next thing you know, you turn around and you're not ready, okay? So stay focused, okay? But also too, this is really important. I'm going to read some scriptures here. This is Proverbs chapter 30, starting at verse 11. There is a generation that curseth their father and doth not bless their mother. There is a generation that are pure in their own eyes and yet is not washed from their filthiness. There is a generation, oh, how lofty are their eyes and their eyelids are lifted up. Okay, there is a generation whose teeth are as swords and their jaw teeth as knives to devour the poor from off the earth and the needy from among men. Okay, so this is prophecy. Okay, I'm going to go through some other scriptures here. And then this is 2 Timothy chapter 3, starting at verse 1. This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents. Notice the same thing, that pride with disrespect to parents, okay? In the other scriptures. To parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, okay? Again, high-minded, lovers of selves, okay? How lofty are their eyes, that pride, okay? High-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form, this is important, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof from such turn away. Same thing, okay? A form of godliness, okay? All right, and then that scripture I just read in Proverbs, okay? How lofty are their eyes, okay? Okay, and then the scripture I just read, in Proverbs, it says there's a generation, oh, how lofty are their eyes, their eyelids lifted up, okay? A generation that is pure in their own eyes. That pride, okay? Having a form of godliness, denying the power. The generation today, and it's going to get worse, is proud, disrespectful, and thinks that they know right from wrong apart from God. It is wicked, evil, an abomination in the sight of God. You better run from it. Run. They're making up their own rules. It is extremely evil and dangerous. They have their own form of godliness, their own laws, their own ways of thinking of what is sin and what is not. They're creating up their own laws, okay? Apart from the laws of God that He gave. Okay, they have their own form of holiness. They won't say that. They won't come to you and say you're sinning, but they judge you and they say what you're doing is wrong. By whose standards? Theirs. Okay? This is what scripture warns about. He says, from such turn away. Okay? When man starts making up their own sin and their own righteousness apart from God, this is extremely dangerous. You need to run from it. Don't have any part of it, Christian. Okay? Let God and God alone determine for you what is sin and what is not sin. He knows, not us. We are evil, scripture says, okay? Just says, if ye being evil, we don't know right from wrong. The Holy Spirit has to teach us what is sin. He is eternal and righteous and holy and knows everything forever. Man is on his way to hell apart from God, condemned. Okay? Those who are not saved, who do not believe on Jesus Christ and do not have the Spirit and do not walk according to the Spirit are going to hell. They don't know what they're talking about. They're wrong. Don't listen to them. Listen to the Bible, okay? Listen to God, okay? Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit. Stay focused on Him. Have no other laws in your head. That's what they are. Don't be deceived. When someone comes to you and they judge you and they say what you're doing is wrong, and the Holy Spirit's not telling you it's wrong, and the Bible doesn't say it's wrong, okay? They're making up their own sin. They won't call it sin. They'll say it's something else, but that's what they're doing. Okay? So this whole thing, again, touching on the issue of slavery, if God doesn't say it's a sin, and this is the same with anything else, you need to run from it. Okay? When people start making up their own laws, their own righteousness, just like scripture warns about, okay? Like those scriptures I just read, okay? Who are pure in their own sight, a form of godliness that is apart from God. This is the devil. You need to know that, okay? It's not God. There's only two ways, okay? That's it. There's heaven and hell. That's it. And if they're not talking about the scriptures, okay, and if it's not coming from the conviction of the Holy Spirit, then where is it coming from? It's not coming from Him. And meaning Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, okay? And the Holy Spirit and the Father, okay, the Holy Trinity. If it's not coming from them, where is it coming from? Okay, be guarded. Stay away from this whole thing that's moving, okay, that scripture warns about. I'll leave it there for today. Father, I just ask for any sister that's starting her day again for her salvation and her safekeeping, for it to endure all the way until the end, and for also too for the same thing for anybody that she's that you've placed in her life for their souls and for their salvation, safekeeping as well, for them to endure all the way to the end. I ask all these requests in Jesus' name, amen.